Pakistan is currently facing extreme financial crisis where Finance Minister of the terror patron nation, Mohammad Ishaq Dar has just announced to the people of Pakistan, facing the worst financial crisis in their country's history, not to worry. He says that, if Allah has created Pakistan, then Allah will take care of its development and prosperity. Ishaq Dar has long been a controversial figure, with many accusations against him of corruption, and some convictions, but he always seems to land on his feet and not only stay out of prison, but to remain in high office. Ishaq Dar's son is married to the daughter of the disgraced former Prime Minister and radical Muslim Mian Nawaz Sharif. Although Nawaz Sharif's brother Shehbaz is the current Prime Minister of Pakistan, it is said that the day-to-day activities of the Prime Minister's office is being run by Nawaz Sharif from behind the screen. Even though Pakistan is heading towards a total bankruptcy due to declining economic condition and falling foreign exchange reserve, Ishaq Dar is contributing to further worsening the situation through series of blunders and wrong decisions. Still, he is unwilling to admit his errors and calling on non-political economic experts to help Pakistan from an imminent disaster. He is calling upon his Muslim countrymen that Allah is on their side, stating, "Pakistan was created by Allah and surely Allah will not let his creation collapse or allow true believers to suffer." Ishaq Dar claims, Pakistan's economy was doing fine during the administration of Nawaz Sharif. Apparently, he has forgotten that Nawaz Sharif was disqualified from remaining as Prime Minister because of a massive corruption scandal. Nawaz Sharif was convicted on corruption charge and sentenced to 7 years in jail and a US$25 million fine. Later his sentence was extended to 10 years in prison. Soon Nawaz Sharif managed to claim health problems that required him to be treated by doctors in London, and he remains in London still. Meanwhile, since he is disqualified from ever running again, his brother, Shehbaz Sharif, ran in his place, won, and now serves as Prime Minister. It's a family affair. Behind the scenes, Nawaz Sharif is believed to still be pulling strings. Surely Ishaq Dar must admit that Allah wouldn't want a return to power of the corrupt Nawaz Sharif, even were his reappearance to benefit the economy of Pakistan, the country Allah created. It should be mentioned here that Pakistan is in dire need of a bailout due to its severe balance of payments crisis, as its foreign exchange reserves, which plummeted by US$923 million to US$3.68 billion, only cover less than 3 weeks' worth of imports. Under such serious crisis, Ishaq Dar or those radical Muslims in Pakistani government are not taking appropriate measures to help the country from imminent collapse. They are not willing to accept their own responsibility for the country's dire financial straits which, admittedly, are also the fault of the previous administration of Imran Khan. Despite the fact of acute financial crisis in Pakistan and imminent collapse of the country, its military establishment, particularly its spy agency Inter-Service Intelligence, ISI, is continuing to spend substantial amount of cash towards funding terrorist activities. At the same time, during the ongoing financial crisis, Pakistan's Foreign Minister Bilawal Bhutto Zardari reportedly is spending hugely towards luxury foreign tours, most of which are seeing no positive result. Instead of relying on Allah to rescue Pakistan from financial collapse, Ishaq Dar will have to admit that he, and others in the current government, must accept their own responsibility for the country's dire financial straits which, admittedly, are also the fault of the previous administration of Imran Khan. They need to recognize that it is their duty, not Allah's, to right the listing ship of state. Allah wishes Pakistan well, no doubt, since he created the land of the pure, but he is not going to be the guarantor of its success today, just as he was not when East Pakistan went its own way in 1971, or when the economy began its inexorable decline 2 decades ago. Nor has he intervened to help other failing Muslim states convulsed in civil war, including Libya, Syria, and Yemen. Pray all you want, Ishaq Dar, and attempt to reassure the people that Allah will not allow his creation, Pakistan, to fail, but in the end, what happens to the economy will be up to you.